Building your program is a major milestone in your business and something to celebrate in and of itself. But now it's time to invite people in and make some sales, aka hosting your beta launch. In this episode, I'll walk you through the exact steps to follow for your program's launch and the common ingredients I see people miss from that launch that then leaves them disappointed, doubting their program, questioning their entire business, when really it's just because they need to tweak their launch strategy. All of that coming up, so stay tuned. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Flow Business Podcast. I'm Sean, your host, and this is your place to build a business that excites you, not overwhelms you. Now, in the last episode, I went through my process of building and launching my newest program. Like step by step, week by week, month by month, I broke it all down and really laid it out kind of behind the scenes of what that looked like for me so that you could get an idea of what that would look like for you in your business and in your life and with your calendar of events and things like that. But I did mention that I didn't really follow the full launch process that I typically do or that I recommend people do, because for that program in particular, I already had an audience of interested, engaged people who I knew would be my beta testers. So I didn't have to do that much to fill those seats and get my first group in to test out the program. But this is not the norm. And this is not how you will most likely be launching your program. For like 95% of you, that won't work. So now I wanted to do this episode to talk about the full beta launch process and to break it down step by step so you know what to do to make sales, because that's the whole reason, or one of the main reasons, why you created a program in the first place is to help people. And in order to help people, you need to invite them into your work and they need to say yes, and you need to make a sale. And that is when this business really takes off and you get to do what you love and make a living doing it. So we have to make some sales. So really, this topic is an exciting one, because knowing this strategy and being able to implement this in your business time and time and time again will be what gets you to your income goals. So let's maybe even take notes when we're going through this process today. I also really wanted to do this episode because there are way too many people not doing a proper launch of their program. And I hate seeing this because it brings up all of these negative emotions, like discouraging and feeling like a failure and being frustrated and just not knowing what to do. And all of this because they're not getting the number of enrollments they want, obviously. But it really is just because the strategy wasn't there. There were parts and pieces missing, so that really it's not a surprise that they didn't get the number of enrollments they want, because they didn't go through the process. And it is a process, and it is a strategy, and there is a plan. And when you follow that plan step by step, it works. And when you don't, it doesn't. It's like if you were trying to bake a cake. And you've never really baked a cake before, but you don't want to follow a recipe. So instead, you just throw together some flour, put in some sugar, put in a couple eggs, add some milk, whip it all up, put it in the oven. And then when it comes out, it's gross. It doesn't taste good. It's not the cake that you were hoping for. Are you disappointed in yourself? Do you feel like a failure? Do you feel like everything you've ever done in your life is for nothing because your cake didn't turn out, because you didn't follow the millions of recipes out there that have been proven to work? No. You know, well, I was kind of winging this, so this is to be expected. And now you know it's worth it to go back and actually find a recipe and follow that recipe step by step to the T so you can actually get a really delicious cake out of it. It is the same thing when it comes time to market and sell anything really in your business. Yes, we're talking about programs today. Yes, we're talking about your beta launch, that first initial launch of your program to get your first founding member group into your program to test it out and to give you feedback. But this is the case for pretty much everything in your business. You don't have to wing it. I mean, you can try, but then please don't be disappointed or discouraged when it doesn't work the way you wanted it to, when you don't reach your goals. Now, let me give you the recipe. How about that? So that is what we'll do today. So while we're on this topic of what doesn't work and the winging it that I see happening a lot in this space, here's what doesn't create that environment that is necessary for someone to want to take the next step for you. Sending a few emails talking about how great the program is, how excited you are about it, how much time you spent creating it, everything that they get, that doesn't work. Posting a few social media posts that probably no one's even going to see. And if they do see it, they're probably not really going to read it all. So you have this super long thing talking about how awesome your program is. No one sees it. So that also doesn't work. Putting the enrollment page on your website and then putting it in your link in bio on your social media accounts, also not going to work. And you know what else doesn't work is just waiting and seeing. Waiting and seeing is not a strategy. Waiting and seeing if someone notices, if someone clicks, if someone buys, if anyone's looking, if anyone cares, that also isn't really a strategy. Remember, like, we really need to get into the hearts and minds of our people at this point. So you just spent a lot of time creating a program and you were in your mind as the coach, as the practitioner, as the expert, creating this great space where people are going to get this amazing transformation. But now when it comes time to put it out into the world, you have to put on a totally different hat. And so now we're really thinking about what our clients need to hear to create this environment where they want to take the next step. And they're excited and they're intrigued and they feel seen and understood. And what you posted caught their attention. And what you said in your email caught their attention. And now they just have these like flags up, like, what's going on here? What is she putting out? What's this new program, or what's this new thing they're talking about? What's this new free event they're doing? And now they've taken notice. And that is the point of having a launch for your program. And now just to talk to like the 5% of you really quickly that you really can do this like very little work to get people interested. And like I said, I did last in the last episode with my program, I had a wait list. I sent out a few emails. I got the people I wanted into the beta group, and that was it. There is about 5% of you that can do that. And if you can, and you will know this because you know for sure that like you have already talked to them, basically. You've already had conversations with people that said, as soon as this is out, as soon as you're ready to go with this program, I'm in, then you kind of know. You already have a waitlist in your mind in a way. If that's you, then you can just do a soft launch, get people in, get that beta group done, and then you'll want to go through what I'm about to talk about as your ongoing launch strategy. So just as a quick aside, if you already know you have a group ready to go to get your beta group under your belt, go for it and just do the soft launch. Send a few emails saying, hey, it's open, sign up now, let's get going and be done with it. But that's 5% of you. 95% of you will need to go through this process that we're going to talk about every single time you honestly really launch anything in your business, any sort of paid offer. in your business, you'll want to go through this strategy. And something else I want you to keep in mind while we're talking about this is noticing if you're having any resistance to it. If you find your ego voice saying things like, oh, I don't need to go to this extreme, or this seems too complicated, or I don't need to do this, or I don't want to do this, I'm sure I can get sales without doing this. Just notice what comes up as I'm going through this strategy from your ego voice, because it is going to come about, because especially as I'm just talking about it and going through it, it may sound like a lot, or it may sound overwhelming. It may sound like it's too much for you, or like you just don't want to do it, or like it's scary to do this much and to have this process. Just notice it. And something that comes up often is kind of this thought or this feeling of not having to do this much to make sales, or not having it be this robust, I guess I'll use as the right word, not needing this robust of a launch strategy for you. Like for whatever reason, you and your business and your program doesn't fall into this category. So just notice if that comes up to you. And I want you to really think about all the proof you have around you of this working, this process, the strategy that I am about to share with you is not secret. It's what most everyone does because it works. At least when I say most everyone, I want you to think about the people you look up to, the people that you've purchased from. Think about any courses or memberships, for example, that you've purchased from a coach or creator in the past 5, even 10 years. Think back to anything that you've purchased that's kind of like an online, we'll just call it product, just for ease. What was the environment around that purchase? Were you a part of some sort of free event where you got a great experience or education from that person, totally free, and then they invited you to continue on within the next paid step? Did you receive a series of emails before, during, and after that event, after especially to invite you into that paid offer? Did you get excited and feel empowered to take that next step based on this whole experience that you just had with them? Did you also get some really good info on what was involved, how it would work, what you could expect, what was included? Did you maybe get some fun bonuses or a special deal during that time when you did sign up? My guess is that for most of you, most of these types of purchases that you have potentially made in the past 5, 10 years, the answer is yes, there was that special environment around it. There was something going on in addition to them just saying, hey, I have this thing available for sale. Do you want it? There was something else going on. That is because it works. This is something that everyone does. And I'm just saying everyone as like the general world of people who have online products and programs and courses and memberships and whatever, because it works. It works for small audiences. It works for big audiences. It works for the people who are like mega famous. It works for the people who are just starting out. And those people who are quote unquote mega famous, you know, in this space, they started out doing this when they were small and they got mega famous because of this strategy. And they're still doing the exact same strategy that they did when they started out 10 years ago because it works. So I'm not making up anything revolutionary. This isn't unique whatsoever. This is the common strategy that 99% of people in this space are using, and for good reason. So I just want you to consider that when you're thinking, oh, but this isn't for me. I'm excluded from this. Why is that? If it's a strategy that works, if it's like the recipe of the best cake in the entire world, wouldn't you want to follow that recipe so that your cake tastes amazing? Like your cake is the best cake you've ever tasted. You might as well follow the recipe. You're not excluded from the best cake ever recipe. So why would you be excluded from the best launch strategy ever recipe? Okay, so just wanted to clear the mind a little bit for this and get us ready to go into the launch strategy. First, I said this again before and I'll say it again quickly. What is a beta launch? Well, breaking this up, first, just a launch in general is what the online business world calls it when you create that experience and environment to make a sale of any offer. It's called a launch, whether it's the first time you've ever done it or the 100th time. It's always called a launch, and this is a launch strategy. Now, a beta launch is your first launch, the first time you put that offer out into the world for sale. And because it's the first time, there's a different type of energy behind it. It's very exciting. It gets people's attention. There's already heightened awareness around it, which is nice because it makes it really easy, like even easier, probably the easiest ever to market. You have this new thing you're launching. It's exciting. They can get in and be a founding member and get this extra special deal that you'll never do again because that's only for your beta members. And now the next question that comes up probably is, who has to do a beta launch? And the answer is everyone. Every time you are putting out anything new, take advantage of that newness, of that heightened energy and excitement, of that ease, and do a proper beta launch. You also need to do a beta launch because this is your test run. This is the founding group that will give you super valuable feedback about your program, and they will also give you testimonials so that you have case studies and stories and results from people who have been in your first group to then use in future launches, use in future marketing. So doing that beta launch is a non-negotiable. It is so good for everyone involved because they get to be a part of this founding member group. They get a special deal that you will never do again. But then, you know, you're also giving them a lot of attention, extra attention even, because you want their feedback. You want to know how the program's going, how they're doing, just to make sure you have the best program ever for all people going through it from that point on. So the feedback and just how people are experiencing the program in your beta group will give you invaluable information for your future program and your future clients. So it's just a non-negotiable, if you ask me. You gotta do it. Okay, that was a very long lead up to get into now this launch strategy, the step-by-step, play-by-play, everything that you need to have and do to really put on a proper launch for your beta group and really everything after. Every single time you launch anything, but even just your program, you will rinse and repeat this process over and over and over again, reusing most of what you create. So this is really the point where you're creating all of this for all launches in the future. So keep that in mind too as we're going through this. And we're going to go through it backwards. I think it makes more sense to talk about it from your launch date and then moving out from that in advance, what you need to do ahead of time. So obviously the first thing is to set your launch date. Now your launch date is going to have the first day of your launch is obviously the start of everything, but it's going to last probably at least 4 days and no more than 2 weeks. I mean, if you can go longer than 2 weeks, but then you're creating a lot of content and that just sounds like too much, I prefer 4 days. Sometimes I'll do 7, but that's the most. I like to have a little shorter window and really keep people engaged during that time in what they need to know and do and feel and experience to make that decision in those 4 days. So that's my preference and that's what I teach. Now, in that time, so let's say your launch starts on a Monday. So Monday through Thursday, if you're doing 4 days, but let's say even Monday to Sunday, if you're doing 7, you are sending daily invitation emails for people to enroll in your program. And you're also posting on social media during that time too. Now, yes, I said it before, social media is not the greatest to get engagement or reach, but you might as well, because hey, even if one person sees that post and signs up, wouldn't that be worth creating the 4 to 5 social media posts that you did for that week for enrollment? I mean, think about the cost benefit analysis there, and I would say it's probably worth it. So you might as well give it a shot in all areas that you have platforms for your business. Now, the people who are getting those emails are people who have risen their hand and said, I want to be notified. I'm interested in this. That can come from a wait list and B, your special event. So now let's talk about your special event. The first day of your launch, so you just set your launch date, it's that first day. So again, let's say it's the Monday. You are going to have a free special event. This can be a live workshop or masterclass, a pre-recorded workshop or masterclass, a challenge. And then if you're doing a challenge, let's say a 3-day or a 5-day challenge, the last day of the challenge is the first day of your launch. So if you're doing like a 5-day challenge and your launch starts on Monday, then the challenge would start what, like the Wednesday before, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense and probably wouldn't be how you would set it up, but just to give you an idea. So the last day of the challenge is the first day of your launch where the doors are open, get in on this program. Same thing goes for if you wanted to do like a video series or a private or secret podcast series. Same thing goes, the last day of the series is the first day of your launch. So there's lots of options of different free special events that you can do to kick off this really awesome, exciting time in your business. And it's something that needs to happen. I personally think doing a workshop or masterclass is by far the easiest, least time consuming, least energy consuming, with the highest conversion rate. So that's what I choose to do. That's what I teach people how to do. And that's what I give all the templates and tutorials and everything on how to do. I've done challenges before and it was so much work and it just took all of the energy out of me for that week. And then I had no energy for the actual launch week and the conversions weren't as great for me personally. So I have always chosen a workshop or a masterclass, and that has always done really well for me. So it's something to consider. Now, I know this might sound like a lot of work. It might sound overwhelming. It might sound like not the most fun thing to do, maybe a little scary to put yourself out there in this way. But let me repeat, this is not optional. And one thing I want you to remember is that when you have done this once you've gone through this plan, you've created that special event, let's say it is a workshop and you've created the slides and you know what you're going to say and you've done it all, then you just repeat it next time over and over again. So you only have to do this once. Yes, you may tweak. You may realize, oh, hey, I want to say this here instead of that. That's fine. But the majority of it is done once. So remember that. And also remember that this is what is required to make sales. You have to get people curious and you have to provide value for them. And even just giving them an experience of what it's like working with you and building trust in that way. And then having this place also where you're giving them a ton of information about the program and about their purchase, so they can really feel how valuable and how exciting and how necessary it is for them, build up that confidence that they need in order to make that buying decision. So this is where all of that happens. And if you bypass this, it's just a recipe for disappointment. Honestly, I really feel like that. So please keep in mind, this is how you make sales. So if you're not doing this, don't expect to make the number of sales that you could have made. I'm just going to say it that way. Okay. Just being totally honest. Now, coming back further from that special event, we'll go 7 to 10 days out from that special event, you're going to start inviting people to that event via email, social media. Again, maybe it's not going to get the most likes and comments and views ever, but even if you can get a few people who sign up because of that, it's worth it. And then this is also where you can use paid ads. So Instagram and Facebook ads deliver to people who are a good match for your work to invite them to this free special event. So we have a lot of options here on how we can get people invited and signed up so that you have a good amount of people who will now be your launch list. So I mentioned when I was talking about the enrollment emails during your launch, you are sending those to people who have risen their hand and said, yes, I'm interested. These are the people who are interested. If they're interested in your free special event, they're interested in your program because they're going to be directly correlated to each other. So you know that those are people who are your dream clients, they're engaged in that kind of work, they're interested in what you have to say, so then they become your launch list. So you're sending out multiple invitations, I'd say 3 to 4 emails and 5 to 6 social media posts within that 7 to 10 day period before your special event. You don't need to do it any further than that because people, you know, they don't know their calendars, they don't know their schedule, they'll think that they can sign up, so they do, and then they realize they can't a couple days later because something comes up. So the closer you get, the more likely you're actually going to get people who sign up and then show up. So doing it more than a week or 10 days out is all you need to do. Now, a month or more from your special event, start collecting emails with a freebie that, again, is directly correlated to your program and to the content that's going to be in your special event. Start collecting leads with a freebie. It doesn't have to be this hugely intricate or complicated freebie, but it does need to be valuable and something that grabs your dream client's attention. This could be like a workbook, a journal, an ebook, a mini course, a challenge, or my favorite, a quiz. And just start promoting and talking about that at least a few times a week. So really just in off season is what I call it, when you're not in a launch, you should be talking about your freebie on these platforms that you have at least once a week. And then we're going to bump it up a little bit 2 to 3 times a week when we're preparing for our special event. So a month out from that. This will mean that you'll start getting more interest, you'll start getting more leads, you'll get people who are now understanding a little more specifically about what you do, because you're talking more specifically about your work, about your freebie, about what's in your program, just by way of talking about these things. And so it starts getting a little more dialed in, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And that's what we want in this month out. Now, in last week's episode, I laid out the amount of time it took for me to build my program, which was about 2 months. So there's definitely a solid amount of time there where I knew my program topic, I knew my content, I was deeply immersed in it because I was creating all of the content. So that was a great time to start putting that type of content out into the world as well. That's really kind of hyper-focused on that topic. And then inviting people to my freebie. So really, I could be doing it the entire time I'm building out my program because I'm just so immersed in it anyway. I might as well put that type of content out and have a link to my freebie. And again, your freebie really shouldn't take any more than like a couple hours to put together in total. So let's make sure it's not taking over your program creation. It's just a little sidestep to get your freebie out there. Now for this, since you do have more time and a longer lead up to your special event, because we're a month out, maybe more, hopefully more, then you can use things like obviously social, you can use your website, like have your freebie really splashed all over your website, Pinterest, which works really well for freebies, but takes a little longer, like wouldn't necessarily give all that much to you in 7 to 10 days, but would do really well in a month or two. So you could put that on Pinterest, obviously any other platforms you're using or any groups you're in, any networking opportunities, make sure you're really talking about and promoting your freebie during that time. And this is also a fantastic time to start using paid ads. Again, give your work a little boost, a little financial boost, and get it in front of the right people so you don't have to worry about this all happening organically. Like, give yourself a little bit of ease to this and put some finances behind it and get some help. You will also be emailing your list weekly during this time with tips, tools, advice, stories, whatever you want to share with the people who are on your email list already, because that's where your sales are going to come from ultimately. And so you really want to keep in contact with them during this time of building out your program and making sure they're feeling connected, they understand what you do, they want to hear from you, they want to get some more advice or stories or things from you. They're ready to open your emails, because then when it comes time to invite them to your free event, then they will be a big chunk of the ones who are signing up for that. And that's it. That's the process to launch your program, whether it's your beta launch, your first time ever, or further down the road. So that's what I really want to make sure you know, is like, yes, I know this is a process. It seems like a lot. I get it. But this is it. You can rinse and repeat so much of this over and over and over again, which means, just like last week we talked about in building your program, you're putting in this work and effort once on the front end to reap the rewards for years and years and years to come. So you're really in it for the long haul. The bulk of your work is done now. Okay. So as a reminder, the ingredients are a freebie, and then content inviting people to your freebie, which is social, platforms, paid ads, that kind of thing. Then you have a free special event, invitation emails to that special event, reminder emails reminding people to attend the special event, and then invitation posts and paid ads also running to that special event. You then have your enrollment emails that go out to the people who are interested, who signed up for that special event. They will get the enrollment emails for your program. And now, of course, I have to say this. I have made it as easy as possible to go through a launch of your program inside Signature Program Lab. I have email templates for all of this, like fill in the blank, plug and play email templates. I have a slide templates for your webinar. I have social media post ideas. I have freebie ideas. I have landing page for your freebie, confirmation page. I have a training to set up a quiz, as if you want a quiz as your freebie. And I even have a paid ads 101 course for you inside Signature Program Lab. So please know, you do not have to try to figure this out on your own. And now that you know you are not going to wing it and create your own recipe, you're going to use a recipe that is already known to work. Please get some help if you feel like you need it. And it really will, it is like a direct link between the amount of clients you get and the money you make and the support you get with your launch. Like, really, truly, it is. And if you would like to join us in Signature Program Lab and get the help you need with your launch and with your program and with everything in your business, then reminder, this is the last week to get in at the lowest investment it will ever be, because the price increase is happening next week. No exceptions. Okay, so you can head to seanminer.com/thebundle and get everything we just talked about and so much more inside Signature Program Lab at the lowest investment it will ever, ever, ever be. Okay, seanminer.com/thebundle. And I hope this conversation at least helps you see why it's so important and so much different to host a real, true, authentic launch versus just sending out a few emails that say, join my program, it's the best, I spent 6 months on it, you're going to love it, it's going to be great. Big difference, right? we need to really remember to create that kind of environment that is needed, especially in today's crowded market where there's tons of programs, tons of courses, tons of online businesses. You have to do the work to just create a really nice space for the people that you want to work with. That's really all you're doing here. This is not salesy. This is not marketing-y. It's just creating a space for people to make a decision, and they need the information to make the decision. You have to get them that in this really nice, inviting, warm way. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. And I'll leave it at that. And until next time, take care. Hey, wait up before you go. Do you want to know the biggest reason why your business may not flow? Because it's not in alignment with your personality type. Building the right business for you means knowing your strengths, weaknesses, energetic expression, and what's most important to you so you can build your business accordingly. Before you spend one more minute working on your business, let's make sure it's the right business for you. I've created a fun 2-minute quiz to discover your flow business personality type. With the results of this quiz, you'll know exactly what to prioritize in your business so you can feel confident knowing you're building a business you love. Head over to seanminer.com/quiz right now to find out your flow business personality type. And once you find that out, hop over to Instagram and let me know what you discover. Again, that's seanminer.com/quiz. As always, the link is in the show notes.